This is Soulful Living on Empower Radio. Here's your host, Terry Williams.
Hey, wherever you are in the world today, I welcome you to another 30 minutes of Soulful Living. Grab a cup of coffee, sit back, relax, enjoy your tea. Today, I'm having a conversation with my dear friend, Cheryl Maloney of Simple Steps, Real Change. You can find her online, and of course, you can find her here at Empower Radio. You know, years ago, when Facebook and social media first came out, I remember telling my kids, you can't find friends on social media. You need to get off of there. It's blah, 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 blah. Well, very soon after those conversations with my kids, came to change my mind. And I have found what I consider some of my dearest friends through social media, through Facebook, through Empower Radio. And that's how I feel about Cheryl. Although we have not met face to face, gosh, I'm feeling weepy all of a sudden. Oh my God, where's that coming from? I feel like Cheryl is like my sister across the country, my Empower sister. Her words, her work, her inspiration are sometimes, I can't even say it. I mean, they rock me to my core. So rather than me keep going on here and getting weepier, welcome to Soulful Living, Cheryl.
Terry, thank you so much for it. Thank you so much for having me on. And that was just lovely. I feel the same way about you. It's like we're sisters from a different platform of existence coming back together again.
It really is. And listeners, before the show, we were talking about stepping out and making changes and coming back to yourself. And Cheryl, I mean, you have really experienced a tremendous amount of change in your life, personally and professionally, over the years. And your motivation really with writing and sharing your work and inspiring people certainly empowers other people. So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, let's talk a little bit about how you came to Simple Steps, Real Change, and then maybe where you plan to go from here.
Oh, Terry, you know, the second part of that question is probably the hardest part of all. But just as a background, my life had changed phenomenally back actually about 2008, 2009. And I found myself totally a reversal of everything my life had been. I had moved to a city where I didn't want to be. I had lost everything financially. I had lost my job, or I should say I left my job and went to take care of my parents. And my husband, of course, could work anywhere, so off we went. But it was truly a time where I would say, and this is how Simple Steps started, I've gone through a lot of loss, but I know I'm not the only one doing this. So maybe if I share this journey, others will know they're not alone in theirs. And I would say, I've lost everything in my life except my marriage. Well, then my husband died. Mm-hmm. And changes, and I am now, closely approaching 63. And my life changed when I was 59 to a point where I didn't even know who I was because I had never been alone. I went from my parents' home to my husband's home. So I didn't know who I was. Mm-hmm. So all of this, when we talk about what comes in the future, this is truly a new road that I know so many of us go down because we're used to doing what we've always done.
Mm-hmm. Well, and okay, so approaching 62, you know, I'm 55 and my mom is 86 and I'm one of her primary caregivers, you know.
Yes.
So I look at the stage that we're at in our lives and you know, your parents are both gone.
Yes.
And your husband's gone. So everything that you've known, yeah, has kind of faded away. And you're at this place where you can really incorporate, I say this with a smile on my face, those simple steps for change into your life, right? I mean, oh my God, Cheryl, what a way to practice what you preach.
Terry, you know, that's... Sometimes it's hard to actually look at that. It's funny because it's kind of like the cobbler's shoes. And I'm sure you've heard that. I don't know if your audience has, but the cobbler's children didn't have shoes, but everyone else did, kind of thing. And it has been that mentality in so many ways. And I just lost my mom. It's been just a year ago. And I was her primary caregiver, too. And she was blind and had dementia and all of those things that make you go. I sat there as I watched her decline and went, when she's gone, I truly am alone because I have no close family whatsoever. And you look at your life and go, all right, I can't make a radical change. I'm already going through enough stress in my life. I can't do anything, but I can take one step.
Right.
And what's that step going to be? And for me, and people think that I was crazy, but 3 weeks after Jack died, I went back to work and I hadn't worked for 6 years. But I went back to the company that I worked for since 1984 and went, I need to take care of myself. And I went back to the best environment that I could because I needed that support system around me. I needed people around me. So I wasn't always focusing on what had gone wrong.
Right. Oh. And your loss.
Exactly. Oh, and I don't think I ever dealt with Jack's loss until my mother died because I had to focus on her. And we don't. We get distracted, and it doesn't matter if we're men or women or what our roles are. We get distracted by everything else in life, and we forget about ourselves. We put everyone else first. And I remember you and I talked early on when you were the bliss lady and you were so encouraging all of us to follow our bliss. But we don't because we think we have all these other responsibilities. And aren't you glad that we've come to different places in our lives?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we're human, right? I mean, I'm human. I have moments of deep despair, just like everybody else. And you're right. It's just taking that first step and taking a step towards something different. I think one of your blogs recently was about choices. I'm going to have to go back to it because I think I read something about that or different perspectives. And that's really what it starts with, you know, choosing something different.
And we're people that are used to our routines. So anytime that we choose something different seems like, oh, I can't do that, or that's too hard. And as I got to this point where I'm at 3 years for almost to the day from when my husband died, it finally sunk into me that it's, and we've heard this, if you keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results, okay, that's kind of crazy. And if you keep doing it over and over again, don't expect your life to change. And that finally sunk in, and it was almost 3 years to the date. And it's like, I have to do something different. And what I need to do is focus on all the joy in my life instead of all the loss. It's easy to focus on loss, you know, because we feel bad for ourselves and people feel sympathetic for us. And that's what I was blogging about. And I've done a radio show about it, too. That serves us. That misery, that unhappiness serves us in some way until it doesn't. And when it doesn't is the time that you're ready. And I finally got ready to say, I'm going to choose to love everything that's around me. I may not like certain things, but they show me then what I do want and what I do like. So I'll focus on those things. And that's a choice. That's a simple step. And that's a choice that you and I can all make, but we have to be ready to.
Last night I went to an event and one of their quotes on the of what they expect to happen in this space of women and connecting. And one of it was, we're not going to yuck up anybody else's yum. Well, my friend who went with me last night, she texted me this morning and she goes, oh my God, thank you. She goes, I realized I've been yucking up my yum and I am so ready to step in a different way. And that is exactly what this conversation is reminding me of. You know, you're saying that you're not going to step into loss, right? Well, I'm not going to yuck up my yum anymore.
I love that.
Isn't it beautiful? I thought that was one of the best quotes I've heard lately because, yeah, you know, suffering and loss and unexpected events. I mean, I could tell you about my last week and a half of loss and crazy stuff. But there's also a lot of yum. And that's kind of where I choose to focus. You know, we allow ourselves to step into that place of, okay, this happened and I want to suffer and I want to feel this way and blah, 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 blah. And then we can come back to that yum. And it takes that little step, that first step.
Well, and I think it's important as you're saying this, and I've got to tell you that stepping back into my yum, not yucking up my yum, is so hysterically funny that it's going to be one of those things that when you catch yourself stepping into your yuck, because you do that instead of your yum, you can laugh and bring yourself back to that better place. But we all experience loss. We all experience difficult things, challenges in this life. If we didn't, it would be so horribly boring. Now, would I would have liked to have learned all my lessons differently? Yes, but you know what? They show you who you are. They show you what your strength is. They show you your passion in a lot of ways. So what the heck? We step back, we experience it, and we step back into that place that's more natural for us, which is truly our joy, our bliss, our yum.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so Cheryl, what would you say to somebody that was in that place of suffering? Whatever it is they're suffering about, you know, loss, a job, career, life in general. What do you say to them about taking that first step? You know, how do they do it?
I say the same thing to them, and I have that I have said to myself all along. First, put no pressure on yourself whatsoever, because if you are not ready, and you force yourself because you think you should or shouldn't do something, and you fail at it, you're going to feel even worse. Mm-hmm. And setting yourself up for failure, to me, is just harder than anything else, and we do it almost intentionally. But what I say is you're going to get to the point where you realize what you are living in, that yuck, so to speak, is no longer fun. It doesn't serve a purpose for you. And when you're ready to do that, start small. So perhaps, you know, if you've lost everything financially and you can't figure out how you're going to pay the rent or the mortgage or the car payment or whatever the case may be, you're not going out to say, oh, let me go shopping today, or looking around and looking at everything you've lost. But if you look around you and you look at your children and you realize what a joy they are to you, or your spouse, or your cat or your dog, or the flowers blooming outside. When you focus on those things that truly bring you joy, even a tiny bit, you start to lighten up. And I know for the first year, as I was going through the worst of the worst, okay, pre-Jack's death, all I could do was focus on the flowers blooming because I couldn't see beyond that because of everything else was going on. Well, pretty soon I noticed the trees were blooming, the leaves were coming out, and the sun was shining more. And little by little, you find more to be grateful for and more to appreciate. And if you do that without focusing on everything that isn't working, you naturally bring yourself up and you have some perspective that, okay, maybe I can now deal with that isn't working. So that to me is the first step. Focus on what you do enjoy and what you do love and what matters to you. And that helps. That lightens our soul, so to speak.
Yeah, definitely. So listeners, I'm chatting with Cheryl Maloney. You can find all of her information here on the Soulful Living page at Empower Radio. Simple Steps, Real Change. She has a new, fairly new website. It looks beautiful, by the way, Cheryl. And she has a show right here on Empower Radio that you won't want to miss. And we've been talking about, we just kind of talked about a small step you can change. And Cheryl, what would you say is the biggest step that you took this year for yourself?
I walked, my biggest step this year was taking something so far in reverse of anything that I'd ever done. My husband had always wanted to travel, and I never wanted to travel. And it was a fear-based issue for me that had no foundation whatsoever. It was, I never traveled as a kid for the most part. I never left the country. I always, you know, just kind of did the routine conservative steps. And this year, I woke up one morning and went, I have to do something. I have to do something big, and I have to do it alone. Again, this is all part of being solo after my husband's died. And I walked into work, and I had been looking at a website a friend had told me about. And I walked into my boss and said, can I change my vacation? And he went, sure. And he's a traveler. So he said, he was so excited for me. I walked out of work, walked down into a lobby, called this place, and booked the very last spot on a trip. So I went by myself. I met up with a group in Ireland.
Wow.
And I spent 14 days traveling the Republic of Ireland. And it was so far out of my comfort zone. And I met wonderful people. Most of them were all dedicated travelers. So I was kind of like a fish out of water, but they were all kind and inclusive and wonderful. And then I got to the point where I go, okay, I've done this now. I know that I can go beyond where I thought I was, but you know what? Yeah, I don't want to. I'm ready to go back to what I appreciated my own life more once I had done something that I'd never done before.
Well, and it was a beautiful trip. I remember seeing some of the pictures that you posted along the way and reading about some of your encounters, and it was really beautiful. I can't even begin to imagine what it took to make that trip. I really can't. I honestly cannot imagine what it took to make that trip. I mean, you know, talk about stepping into your power.
And, you know, I didn't realize it was my power. And I looked at it as I just have to do something radical, which I've never done. And when I got there and I started meeting people, they're going, you did this by yourself? There's no one with you. You've never done this before. And they looked at me and said, you're so brave and I'm so proud of you. Now, these were people I had never met. And I just looked at them and went, this isn't brave. To me, it was almost necessary for my survival. And that sounds a little crazy, but I realized that if I didn't do something different from what I'd always done, I'd never leave the walls of my house. Mm-hmm. So I'd go to work or go to the store, but I'd come back, but I would never leave my house. So it, to me, was a survival technique. But others that saw it said, you're brave. And I went, okay. Never occurred to me.
Well, I am one of those who looks at it and says, wow, that is so brave. It's one of my fears. It's one of my fears, not so much traveling by myself, because I've always loved doing either or. I love traveling by myself. I love traveling, you know, with my family, with my husband, friends, whatever, in this country. So my biggest fear would be leaving this country. And I sometimes feel like the turmoil in the world today, you know, I like the ground that's right underneath me. So I'm one of those people that thinks, oh my God, that is so brave. And I admire you so much. But of course, I've admired you since the first minute that we connected and felt that, you know, connection of deep admiration and love and respect and awe. So I'm not going to go there and get weepy again. I swear. I'm just
You're so kind, Terry. Thank you. I just, like I said, I think we're soul sisters from another life that we've come back together at this time, because you are the person, you just inspire me to be happier every day. And when I read what you are doing and how you're helping people connect with their inner self, so to speak, in that other part of our lives, that to me has become something that's vitally important to me. So your energy becomes, in a lot of ways, the trigger to my energy. And I love that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm curious, do you have like a ritual or a routine or, you know, what do you do for yourself? You know, that your inner self, what do you do for your inner self regularly? I'm sure petting your cats is one of those, you know, but what do you do for yourself to connect in and find some sense of peace?
If you had asked me that question even 6 months ago, I would have told you absolutely nothing, because I hadn't made the connection with myself to be able to do that. And I think that's true of a lot of folks that have gone through massive life changes and are just trying to figure out life. Mm-hmm. But I've discovered, and a lot of it has come since this trip, is to say to myself, I need just these few minutes to do nothing and to clear my mind. I'm not the best meditator in the world, because I'm one of those folks where my mind, you know, every thought bounces off my brain. But I spend the time, especially in the morning, listening to music that soothes my soul. Or if I know that I woke up and I just, something just isn't right, I will listen to someone who I admire a lot, an inspirational speaker, and I will just listen to a rant or a rampage or something that starts my day off with passion. And when I do that, it triggers me into a very, very high-flying, positive state, probably drive people crazy. But the kind of thing that just goes, okay, this is where I need to be. And I do that for myself, because there are times I still slip down into the abyss. And mm-hmm. when I don't want to go there, I have to do this for me. Because if we don't do for ourselves, we drain ourselves of everything when we give to others. So you're right. We have to do things for ourselves. And that has become my routine.
I love that. You know, I I've seen it several times now, but on Instagram, it's an ad that comes through, and it's a video ad, and it's, I think it's from Calm. Don't get me, I mean, I could be wrong, but I think it's from Calm. And it says, when it comes across your feed, it says, for 15 seconds, do absolutely nothing. And you just watch either a wave or a raindrop or a leaf or something with a time clock on it that goes for 15 seconds. And I remember one time I saw it, I stopped, and somebody looked at me and said, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm giving myself 15 seconds. And you know what? Sometimes that's all it takes is that 15 seconds. Oh, wow. You know, so I think it's really great that you are allowing yourself to find something that speaks to you, to elevate your soul, to raise your vibration, to, you know, give you a little boost of energy, maybe calming or enlightening, because we do need that. And we get so locked into the drama of our lives or the routine of our lives or the, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, I got to do that, that we don't do that for ourselves enough.
We don't. And I think that it's, especially at this stage of my life and being solo, I look at that and go, all right, I have all this time to pay attention to myself. I need to actually do that. And I think for anyone, is people that are empty nesters and all of a sudden their children are gone or they've retired and now they're, okay, what do I do with myself? We forget to focus mm-hmm. on ourselves. We try and fill our time up with anything that fills our time.
Mm-hmm. Right. Instead of things that are nurturing and loving and, you know, self-compassionate, self-kindness, all of those wonderful things. Well, Cheryl, we're down to the wire here. We only have 2 minutes left. Our conversations always go by so fast. I'm super excited. I'm going to be on your show in a week or so, and we'll be able to carry on our conversation. It's been just wonderful having you here and connecting with your energy, because you're always so inspiring to me. So as we close, I'm curious, if you could give the listeners one thing that they could take out into the day to elevate their soul or raise their own vibration, what would that be?
I think the one thing that I would say to everyone is you're a perfect person just as you are. You came here, you're blessed, and all the circumstances around you have nothing to do with who you are as a person. And just to love yourself first and to be as kind to yourself as you are to everyone else, because you deserve it.
Thank you. And thank you again for being here. I'm sending you love across the ethers.
Terry, thanks for having me. I sure have had fun.